Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, turn with me to the book of the Revelation. Revelation chapter 21, and I would like to read with you verses 1 through 7, an extended passage of scripture, but I want to read it with you anyway because I trust it'll be a blessing to your heart as it speaks about heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 7, where the Word of God says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." That's Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. And I don't have time today to really expound on that passage of Scripture, but I would encourage you to study it through on your own. I do rejoice, however, that as a Christian, I'm looking forward to heaven, aren't you? You know, this old world is getting worse every day, is it not? When you get up in the morning and listen to the morning news or read the morning paper or get the news off of your computer, there are so many things taking place around us today that indicates that this world is filled with sin. But as believers, we've got something to look forward to. That's why I always say the best is yet to come, because at any point, the rapture could take place and Christ could take us as believers home to be with him in heaven. And what a place heaven will be. In verse 4 of Revelation 21, it says that in heaven, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There'll be no more crying in heaven. And then he says, there shall be no more death. Nobody's going to die in heaven. Neither sorrow, that is no pain, no thing that's going to bring any kind of harm to us. There will be no crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For it says, the former things are passed away. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to heaven. In fact, every now and then, I just get homesick for heaven. I want to see those who've gone on before me. But above all, I want to see the Lord Jesus Christ and be able to have eternal fellowship with him, person to person. What a blessing that will be. Only Christians will go to heaven. So if you're not a Christian, I would encourage you to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today. But then as a Christian, look forward to what heaven is going to be. Truly, the best is yet to come, and I'm ready. Father, I want to thank you for the fact that you have given to us the hope and the assurance and the reality of heaven. We look forward to that day, and we say certainly, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus, in whose name I pray, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moment of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.